All right, so now let's move into where you go to get auditions. So agents, that's a great way to go about getting getting clients or getting auditions. And so this goes back to our kind of our map of what type of voice actor do you want to be. If you're going for commercial work and you want to do stuff that's going to air on TV, maybe even eventually national stuff, then you're going to want an agent. And so your path to getting an agent most often is going to look like you're going to train with a coach, maybe several coaches. Eventually, once you're ready, and not just performance-wise, but once you have the self-direction down as well, because you know the thing about an agent, what they do for you is they get you access to auditions, and they're typically better auditions than what you could get on your own. But agents do not get you work. Once they get you the access to the auditions, you still have to audition it and book it, and you're competing with other people who also have been accepted by these agents and are also getting training. So you still have to be able to self-direct. So that's something that you and your coach will work on. So you do the coaching, let's say it takes, you know, 6 months to a year, and then you get a demo made. The first demo you're going to get made is a commercial demo. Once you get that commercial demo made, you are free to send it off to as many agents as you want. The rule with agents, or typically, is that you can have as many voiceover agents as there are, as long as you're not double dipping in different markets. So one New York agent, one LA agent, one Chicago agent, one Dallas agent, etc. So you can't have multiple agents in the same market or city. But you can have as many different agents as you want. And you, the way that you would go about submitting to them is go to each of their websites. There's a site that used to be called VoiceBank. It's now combined with or a part of voices.com, and you can go through and look at all of the agencies and go to their websites and then figure out how to submit to them. All of them should have a place where you go and click on, you know, how to get on the roster or how to submit. And you make sure you follow those instructions 100% because they're different. Some of them want you to email them your demo. Some of them want you to upload the demo to your site. Some of them are going to say, we want your demo and a resume. So you just have to go to each of their sites and see how each one has it laid out for you to submit. But you'll be submitting that demo that you get made. As part of the site or the Get Traction course, there's an interview that I did with Eric Romanowski. He's one of the premier demo producers in the voiceover industry right now. And so he goes in detail about how the importance of a demo, how to get one made, when to get one made, and all of that. So if you get a good demo made, then, and you know, and you've got your performance skills and your self-directing skills, you start reaching out to those agents and you should be able to get some. You might not be getting the top agents that are, you know, that have celebrities and things like that, but you should be able to get, you know, some local agents at least. And you never know, you might be an awesome new voice actor and you get some of those bigger agents. The second place you can get agents is casting sites. So the big ones for casting sites are voice123.com, which is the one that I recommend most right now. There's a new one actually called voplanet.com, which I haven't personally joined yet. And actually, it's not new, but it's under new ownership. It's now run by voiceover talent, by people who are in the voiceover industry, which is great because what's probably the biggest one right now and used to be my favorite is voices.com. But if you know anything about that whole that business, they are not very voiceover friendly. They're much more targeted and focused on benefiting the clients. And so they have a lot of shady practices that that are not good for voice actors and that are deceiving towards the clients as well, but they are there. And so some people can't afford, you know, I took my name down off of the site. Some people book, you know, a lot of their income comes from that site, so they can't leave. So I don't, you know, I think you have to look at the sites and make your own decision as to what works best for you. But the site is there. They do have a lot of work on it. So I have to mention it there. Bodalgo.com, Bodalgo.com. Now that's a casting site. These are also called pay-to-play sites. They actually let you do a month to month. And I want to say it's around between $20 and $30 a month to be on Bodalgo's site. And that's a great site. It's based in Germany, I believe. And they don't have nearly as many jobs that come in as Voices.com and Voice123, but they have some good quality stuff there. So those are some of the main places you can get casting sites. Another one is TheVoiceRealm.com. Now, one of the great things about The Voice Realm is that they don't allow bidding. They have a rate card. So if you book something with The Voice Realm, you don't have to worry about underbidding all of the other talent to try and be the cheapest. It all just comes in. They say you booked a 30-second local commercial. It pays $250. Done. And you don't have to worry about undercutting people. They do require that you have a demo. They claim that they only accept a certain percentage of people that sign up on the site. I don't know if that's true. You know, they might say, oh, we're exclusive, but really they just accept anyone who has $150. I don't know. But they are less expensive. They are only $150 a year, but they do take, I want to say, 15% of every job that you book. You can also get auditions directly from potential clients. So if you, on my website, there's a tab that says your voiceover project. And every once in a while, I'll get a client who has a job that just goes onto my site and submits a job there for me to audition straight from my site. Or an email that says, hey, I've got a job. Will you audition this? So you can get them directly from potential clients, especially if you have that option on your site. But the two main ways you're going to get access to auditions are those first two, agents and casting sites.